memories do you have of the local pool? The smell of chlorine, the feel of hot concrete, or that moment you surface. Soft water sliding off your skin. I was swimming some laps yesterday after the program. It's just such a special thing to do that is so Australian. In today's Poolside Memory, writer Anna Funder reflects on the pool as an important communal space.
There's something very elemental about water, but also particularly for Australians, maybe, because we are water people. We cling to the edge of the continent and we swim from a very early age, and we pride ourselves on our incredible Olympic swimmers, and we pride ourselves on our swimming capacities. And I think that those things are very important in our minds. When you go to the beach or to a pool, everybody is equalized. Like, if you look across at a pool and you're looking for someone, or if you're at a beach and you're looking for someone and you're coming to the beach and you think, where's my family or where are my friends? Paradoxically, you can't find who you're looking for, because you look at this mass of humanity and you should be able to recognize them better because they have fewer clothes on than you're ever going to see them, ever. But at the same time, everybody looks all the same. It's very hard to find who they are. So there's this thing about human sameness and vulnerability to the elements that I think you feel both anonymous and open to the elements when you're near a pool. The other thing that is extraordinary about it, of course, is it's the only place where you can defy gravity as a mortal. So I think that is something that we don't think about consciously, but that's what we're doing every time we get into a pool, is defying one of the fundamental forces that keep us down. So we get into a pool and feel no longer so beholden to the earth in some way. I think that's very wonderful. My first memory of a pool is actually linked with books. I went to a small inner city public school, and we used to walk from Rathown Street Primary School to the Carlton Baths. And as a kid, I knew already of Helen Garner and her book Monkey Grip. And I think that the pool was also a place out of which this great writer had sprung. So it was a place that had inspired creativity, a place where the writer had sat and thought about her book. So for me, as a very uncoordinated kid who couldn't catch a ball, I was very happy to be gravity free and free of anything to do with hand-eye coordination in the water. But I was also fascinated with the idea that a pool was a place for creative contemplation or even inspiration. And I just know that when I need to think, and when I need to think really hard about something, I have to go and see water. And either it's a pool or a coastal pool or it's the beach. And there's something about us humans who are made, you know, largely 90% water or whatever we are. We are, I feel, you know, tidal and elemental, and you have to see water, and preferably water with the horizon. I think it's fundamental to human well-being.
Well, Anna Funder and her pool story was produced by Michelle Tabat, Kate Montague and Marty Peralta. It comes from the Australian exhibition at this year's Venice Architecture Biennale, which celebrated the Aussie pool. There's now a book of the exhibition with some gorgeous photos and thoughts about pools and what they mean to us. Head to the RN Breakfast website for details.